EVE Online where you get ganked, and it's not because you were weak and stupid, right? But you know, you guys know what I mean. Like the people who are out there with the shit fits and just being utter dumbasses. For in some cases, their only value is to die as an example to everybody else to not be that guy. So we want an element of risk in DOTA because that keeps us hard and angry and focused upon our enemies who are still there. The same people who were involved in looting things before are all eager to blue up or work together. Oh, you know, oh, don't shoot, you know, don't shoot anything that's neutral. Only shoot the Titan. Da, 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 da. Same motherfuckers, same discords, same people, same attitudes, same landlords, same fucking pappy puppies. They're there. They're hunting you. And you need to never forget that. When we are in a situation where it looks like things are going well for us in terms of grand strategy, keep in mind, these people are actively still there. They are watching you. They are hunting you. And I look forward to humiliating more of them. We want to see more of that. Just, I want you guys to keep in mind, they are still there. Anytime they're like, oh, well, you know, we're all shooting each other. Da, da, da. When it comes to the Imperium, these motherfuckers are always going to blue each other in a heartbeat to fuck us, because that's what they do. Never forget it. Never believe the puppy's lies. So, on the other hand, it's pretty fucking hilarious, and I'm delighted that it happened and that we end them. I just wanted to point to the evidence of the thing that I've been saying when I, you know, when we run across the galaxy and we blow up a Keepstar and we say, anybody that turns up to defend this Keepstar is on a fucking list because they're helping test. When we blow up a Satio that Fire had because they were helping test and fuck them as a result. Okay, cool. Clearly delineated policy. Is that necessary? Yes, it is necessary because look at what happened last night. They're still there. They're still pappy. They're still doing the same shit. That has not changed. Keep it in mind. You are being hunted. Your friends, your corporation, your alliance, your coalition are actively being hunted by people who are still your bitter, bitter enemies. Never believe their lies. Always look at their actions. And their actions are a bunch of pissed off landlords who are mad that they can't do the shit that they did 15 years ago. And in some cases, I mean, literally that. Because when you see Lady Scarlet popping up to comment on an op, what does it tell us? It tells us that she, you know, at the highest level of NCDOT, they were involved. Okay. Okay, cool. It's good to see where everybody is standing on the chessboard. Now, there's no speculation required. Okay. Now, beyond that, I have a couple of other housekeeping things to talk about on this fireside involving move ops. So after this fireside, there's going to be a big ass move op. If you have big ass things, you know what sort of big ass moves we're making. And then about an hour after that move op completes, we are going to do an asset safety op out of Vermalin. So instead of doing at the end of the fireside immediately, we're not going to do the asset safety op. But an hour after the other post firesides, we will be doing an asset safety Ermalan op. So when you guys like that, we're going to try to keep making that a regular thing just to make it as easy as possible for everyone to get their shit. And that is what to expect. I have a couple of other items I'm going to blast through real quick, and then we're going to get to Q&A, because it's always kind of an interesting transition to go from like herf blurf, purge, burn, kill to, hey guys, Corpse Diplo is recruiting. But Corpse Diplo is recruiting, and Corpse Diplo is something that only recruits once in a blue moon. If you are interested in being a blueberry, which is the term we have for aspirational diplomats, check it out. It is probably one of the most difficult organizations to get into in the Imperium because it is a higher security thing than just being in the directorate itself, actually. So we do run people through the ringer. Being a diplomat for Goonswarm is an extremely significant post. And there's an extremely high attrition ratio of people who apply. It's sort of like the special forces of the Silver Tongue part of the world. Like, you know, I mean, look at fucking Hyper Viper, right? Look at fucking Merkelchen. Like, Merkelchen is running CD now. You got Hyper Viper in there too. Do you have what it takes to have a Silver Tongue on that level? We hope to find out. We hope to find out. And you don't just have to be Silver Tongued. You can be Silver Tongue in typing. Like, you just got to be able to do the thing. So the CD applications are open. There should be links to that thread getting posted. I saw it was pinged before the fireside. Thank you. There you go. We're going to have some updates for everybody on Alt Corps and Moons next week. Are almost finalized with that policy. We have finished up the sort of moon stuff at the Corp level. We just had a Kremlin meeting about that. Billy Bob and the guys in GSOL and finance have been heroes through that entire process, and everybody in the criminal level has been working very well with them. It's actually been a very smooth and lovely process, and that's great because it means I don't have to think too detailed about, you know, things that don't involve war, murder, and grand strategy, which is really my jam. So the system works. I'm pleased with it. I also have a request here. We are, you know, look, I am sympathetic towards CCP on a lot of things because EVE is a complicated game. But I could figure out PI, and the fact that capital production is bottlenecked around a fucking P1 is something that even I understand enough to be butt blasted about it. So if you can't make broadcast nodes, we still need broadcast nodes at the P4 level. But we need water because CCP bottlenecked cap production around a fucking P1. So if you can, you know, if you don't want to set up like P4, like broadcast nodes thing, shitting out as many P1s as you can is something that's going to be very important. We have essentially a bottomless need for water. The P1 planetary interaction product, just water. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why there have been so few new capital ships built across the galaxy is that CCP's genius system bottlenecked cap production around fucking P1. Like, I got nothing. What about citadels? Here's a question. What about citadels? When will stuff go back to normal so people can drop their own M structures around? Same for corporations. We're well after the war now. We could go back to normal. Well, a couple different things here. Well, we're almost there. Two, there's no such thing as normal. Whatever you thought of normal before the war no longer exists and will never exist again. But we're close to having that. Like, we are, like, we're on the verge of having the thread. I would say probably next week we're going to have the AltCorp thread. That is something that is actively being worked on now that at the corporation level, that has been handled. So that's sort of, I thank the Kremlin for this a few minutes ago in the Kremlin meeting, and I just want to thank you guys for bearing with us. I believe that we are nearly done with the after victory bureaucracy phase. One of my sort of sayings is after victory bureaucracy, because when you are fighting a 14-month long war and then your enemy just blows up one day on August 3rd because Progod's a fucking idiot, then, as I've said before, we had to move up all of these policy things that we had to do because we expected to continue to be fighting and we didn't think that we would need to have these policies ready. In fact, it would have been foolish for us to divert efforts into setting up a moon policy when we had a war to fight. That is exactly what Pappy did, is they colonized our space because they were more interested in setting up policies than thinking about war. But now, after months of busting ass, I'm pretty confident that we are nearing the end of the after-victory bureaucracy phase, and when we're able to show off the alt-court policy such that you guys can start doing exactly what Cynthia Gray said, and being able to put alt-corps in and get some moon mining going on, we're almost there. So look to that next week. And much credit to GSOL and Kremlin and Kazanier and the finance team for busting ass on the shit. All right, let me take some questions. Apparently, we had a war bond payout. The system works. This might be a quick one, guys, because I do want to move some of our strategic forces around the chessboard. I've been very pleased with some of our moves. Just in terms of fleet and being area denial stuff, we have had... things are going in a way that I am pleased by, basically denying huge chunks of the chessboard from the center of it and forcing enemies to make difficult choices, but I'm not going to go into any more detail about that on Fireside, even though I'm very enthusiastic about it. Well, I did to get to let my freak flag fly and go into more detail in the Kremlin meeting, but whatever. Eye of Terror into Pure Blind to Farm Brave. That's a good question. So obviously I have received a number of questions. Brave said that they were going to go to Pure Blind. Basically, everybody sat up, took notice, and was like, when are we going to go up there and fucking these guys? Now, the answer is probably already. We are not deploying Sigsund squads to Pure Blind, but I have a feeling that goons are going to be up there shooting them, and probably already have been shooting them. I haven't checked the kill boards today. But what we're going to do is this, guys. I want everybody else to play their cards first. I'm a simple creature. Unless we are forced to do so, I want to see what the bad guys are going to do. So Brave said, hey, we're going to go over here and we're going to invade a Russian alliance, which I think is a dumb idea. I don't think you should telegraph who you're invading before you've even moved. But Pappy's going to Pappy. And we need to watch them put something down, because if we immediately deploy up or herf a bunch of blurfs about it, then the puppies are going to immediately start probably defending Brave and Pappy again, which is fine because they're all still a bunch of Pappies. I just want them to put some of their cards on the table first so we can choose who we're going to fuck over in a more cold, clinical, and cruel way. Question about who is next. I mean, if you have a bingo square, I'm guessing this is bingo bait, but obviously Test is next and Test continues to be next. Our three biggest war criminals from the Vietnam War were Test, Horde, and Brave. And so it's an interesting situation. Brave is pretty much falling down a cliff on their own without us necessarily helping them. We will probably begin helping them, but I'm not going to be saying that out of the fucking fireside. But there is no lack of war and murder. And don't worry, as soon as I can find a way to most effectively stab these guys, we'll be doing it. We have already been, I mean, we blew up Test's Oh Shit Keep Star. That was pretty cool. Nobody came for that, which was great because we said, if you turn up for that, we'll fuck you. And so I think people are starting to kind of get the message as to our clear, bright line diplomacy of don't help these fucking people or there will be a reprisal. Any limitations expected towards hunting in nearby regions? I mean, nope. Nope. Like, we're not actively going next door to attack PIBC from a strategic perspective. I like having neighbors that are not blue that we can shoot. I do not want any PIBC space. We have our stuff in the Galactic Southwest. There is no, like, non-invasion pact or anything like that. It's just we have our thing. We fought for our thing here in the Galactic Southwest for almost a year and a fucking half, and I just don't want any of their shit. Started that war. We didn't start that war. We love our space in the Southwest. That hasn't changed. But you can go across the street and shoot those people up if you feel like it. Don't expect an invasion fleet backing you up. But just, you know, absolutely. Like the entire galaxy was hostile to us and is still hostile to us. Fuck all these people. Fuck them. Like, there's not a distinction, really, between who's hostile and who's not. There's Imperium, and there's not Imperium. And not Imperium spent a lot of time and effort in the last year and a half trying to keep us from hanging out together and talking to each other in situations like this. So, I'm not interested in, like, non-invasion packs. I'm not interested in invading their space, but, you know, fuck them. Like, you know, the natural state of the galaxy is not me going, gosh, I can't wait to be friends with these people that just spent the last year and a half howling for our fucking blood and trying to destroy everything that we've worked for. Fuck these people. Does Mittens like to play blue in Magic the Gathering? I haven't played Magic since high school. I got out at around the Ice Age expansion in the 10th grade. But I was a blue-blind control deck kind of guy. Here's a question about Locust Fleet tax after bonds are paid and debtors are paid. So questions about taxation, essentially the way that tax works is we have a whole bunch of finance people, and there is a dialed-in number where the interests of the people being taxed and the interest of the state, which has to repay debts and also make sure that we have the infrastructure, is all in alignment. If the taxes are too high, people will not engage in the activity, and that will show up in the data, and then we will dial that number down as needed. So, you know, I'm obviously not the PVE tax policy guy. We have a bunch of very smart people that are into that kind of thing, and they're good at it in a way that I am not. But from a big picture, you know, space empire leader guy perspective, if the tax system is not fair and does not add value to both the line and to the state, then the system is not working, and we will optimize it until it shits out as much value for all and everybody's as happy about it as reasonably possible. There's always a few people that will never be happy, but we don't listen to those people. So, you know, whatever. But in general, for almost all of these things that we are implementing, things like the upcoming alt-corp policy for dropping moons, the system we have now with the corp moon auction that Billy Bop and finance and all those heroes have been working on and implementing, these are new policies. Cynthia Gray brought up earlier, and I do want to hammer on this, not but Cynthia Gray brought up something wrong, but it's just a clarification I want people to get. It's kind of like thinking about the before times. Whatever you thought of EVE Online, whatever you thought about reality, before 2020, we ain't going back to that. The game is different. Quality is different. Systems are different. So do not assume that there was this, you know, sort of nostalgic. Nostalgia is also very dangerous, because one of the things about pre-war Delve is that we could have done a better job building a better Fortress Delve. We could have done a better job. And we learned that the hard way. We learned a lot of things in this war about shit that we could have done. God, fuck, why didn't we do this? Or, oh, shit. And in many cases, the fuck-ups were because we could not have anticipated something that had not happened yet. In other cases, they were fuck-ups because we're goons and we're humans and failures happen, and it's not about failing. It's about how do you learn from the failure and then alter things the next time. So all of the systems that we are implementing here are evolving systems that are in many cases based upon lessons learned of shit that went wrong during the war or things that we wish we had done pre-war, and now we're testing the shit out. So please do bear with us because these systems, as we are implementing them, are not fully set in stone. Inside of like 3 months, they probably mostly will be, right? If something breaks, we fix it and we iterate on it. That's just how we do things. We optimize things because we're not idiots. Apparently, that's not a normal human behavior, but for us, optimizing things is what we do. I remember years ago, CCP, after one of their things, was like doing this big, we're all about iterating on systems, guys. We're all about iterating on systems. And we actually kind of do that here in Goonswarm. CCP, you know, we'll see. I am excited about the crab beacon stuff. I want to talk about the crab beacons a little bit. I think that there is a lot of potential here. And if there is a lot of potential here, we need to make sure that we are focusing on it and analyzing it and attempting to beat the pubbies at getting the value that we can from these sites. They're still on the test server. They're still being optimized, but it's something that we are very much paying attention to because that is exactly our jam, potentially, if it works, if it's worth it, if it depends. But most of our eyes are on that as the nudge, wink, wink. CCP is not going to say in a blog, guys. Now, maybe they will. Maybe somebody in CCP will hear this fireside. I doubt it. But if they do, they might hear me saying this, and you know, maybe I'll be wrong. Whatever. It's not about me. I don't think we're going to get like a dev blog going, hey guys, sorry about that whole scarcity thing, and here's how we're going to do this to fix it, and blah, 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 blah. Like, they don't like to admit when things did not go well. I don't even know if they're aware yet about the fucking water bottleneck to capital production. I never thought I'd see a EVE Online where the build cost of a Wyvern is fucking $95 billion. And that was last week. It might actually be even more now because, you know, I haven't looked at the numbers. I'm not a numbers guy, but that was fucking scandalous to build a Wyvern for $95 billion in a world where water is the bottleneck to making caps, and then they're introduced for capital content. So I think the crab beacons are going to be sort of our way out of scarcity. Do not expect CCP to come over the top and be like, hey guys, we've acknowledged that, you know, whatever. Like, when they screw something, they try to memory hole it and act like it never happened. If you remember the blackout, if you remember the Age of Chaos, if you remember the extremely goon-targeted Drifter invasion shit back in 2019. So, like, just set your expectations accordingly. Goonswarm and the Imperium is going to do our thing, and we're going to find our way through the scarcity shit, because the way through the scarcity shit is not some sort of magical absolute value number of ISK or assets. Keep in mind, everything in EVE continues, war or no war, as a strategic organizational competition. Our goal, because remember, Pappy is still an NPC Delve, they're still working together, they are still functionally blue to the entire fucking galaxy when it comes to us. We are going to find our way out of this. Our way out of this is by doing better than the other guys, day after day, hour after hour, month after month, year after year. It is about organizational competition, getting more resources differentially than the other guys over time. And those advantages accrue. And the proof of that is that we're still here and we won the fucking war against the entire galaxy over a year and a half. So that's why I want these things on people's radar. I'm also very excited about them because right now they're tuned towards Hodreds. I don't know if they're still going to be tuned towards Hodreds, but a PvE site that advantages Dreadnoughts is basically my wet dream. Not so much because I give a fuck about PvE, but I want all the fucking Dreadnoughts. I want all the fucking Dreadnoughts. I want so many fucking Hodreds. Oh my god, that would be the dream. Because, you know, carriers, super carriers, amazing for the woodship. So not talking shit about that. Fighter blobs, critically important on defense. But man, if we have as many fucking, you know, if there's Dreadnought PvE and it's just infinite Hodreds across the entire Imperium, that is, that makes me a very, very happy Space Emperor. So I'm very excited about that, and I hope CCB doesn't fuck it up. So that's why you're hearing me get excited about Crab Sites. It's not because I want you guys to get rich, I want you guys to get more fucking dreadnoughts, and I want CCB to unfuck it, the dreadnought production process, so that we can get more dreadnoughts and do this, and then use them to skull fuck the puppies. Cause goddamn, that would be awesome. I'm just imagining, you know, pre-war again, you know, normal, this is an example of normal, like back pre-war, you have people running around with 40 fucking Rorquals, and obviously you can't put 40 dreadnoughts in one of these sites, but, you know, just, we think at scale, and the opportunities of being able to earn income using a ship that is one of the best anti-Titan weapons currently in the game is something that makes me very happy from a vengeance against all who oppose us perspective. God, that's a lot of dreads. If you can find a way to get 40 dreads and run as many fucking dreads as we had Rorqual, God bless. When these things come in, we'll see if it's even possible. We'll see what is possible. You guys will figure it out. You guys are the experts of this shit, not me. This is very much, you know, the line members need to succeed and the rising tide lifts all strategic boats, because if you guys are rich and loaded with fucking dreadnoughts, it's really easy for us in the directorate to, you know, point at a pubby organization and just drown it in capital ships and murder everything. And that's what gets me all hot and bothered. Because it was HedgeP. And HedgeP, we had north of like 700 dreads. And that was super cool. It was us and our allies. We've put 1,100 battleships on the field before. We've put 1,100 Titans on the field before. I just want a couple thousand dreads, guys. I just want a couple thousand dreads. If you remember in peacetime, long before we got to the war, and we had maximum delve time unit and Rorquals everywhere, and I came to you on Firesides and I said, I don't want you guys to just have a Titan. I want you to have a Shield Titan and an Armor Titan. I don't just want those two Titans. I want to make sure you have Faxes to go with them. I want to make sure that you have everything. If you get one of these assets, I want you to get more, because as it turned out, gosh, surprise, surprise, eventually the entire fucking galaxy is going to blow up and come attack us, and so we're going to need everybody to not just have one capital ship or just one Titan, but a Shield Titan and an Armor Titan and a bunch of dreads and a Partridge and a Pear Tree and 40 fucking Rorquals and whatever it takes to murder the fucking puppies. That's what it is. When you are at peace, they are hunting you. You are not at peace. This is not peace. All of our enemies are still here. They are just hoping we forget that they are still here and scheming against us. And so the path to victory and the path to vengeance and justice is, in these times of peace, to not think that it is peace, to continue to strive for more military allow us to project power strategically and to build your personal economic engine. One of the reasons why we were able to succeed during the war is that we have a culture of trying to teach each other how to succeed on your own or with groups. We want you to know how to make money in the game. We want you to know multiple avenues of ways to produce ISK, to fuel your own economic empire, such that that empire can produce Titans, Dreads, or whatever the fuck that we need, because everybody finds different ways to contribute. But the end result of a healthy line member economy, the end result of a healthy corporate economy, and a healthy imperial economy is shitloads of heavy strategic assets that we can drop on the faces of these pieces of shit. Because I have not had enough justice, let's call it. And I'm sure that you guys haven't either. So, thank you all for coming. That's it for this week. We're going to get back out there. Let's think about this. Let's scheme about this. Let's work on ways to get rich. Corpse Diplo is recruiting. Move Ops are about to be here. Into the Fireside, Move Ops pings are going out. We're going to be moving some stuff. And then in about an hour, when this first Move Op we're doing here is home, there'll be pings for an asset safety op from Irmalin. Thank you for coming. Let's get out there.